Extremely local news sponsored by Marquette Bank, your extremely local bank. Good morning to Jen Sabella from Block Club Chicago. Yesterday we heard all about crime and River North. Today it's Lincoln Park and what the neighbors are doing there. Jen?
Good morning, Bob. Yeah, so we're seeing in Lincoln Park what we've seen in a few other neighborhoods across the city. I know a few months ago in Bucktown, some neighbors decided to hire a private security firm to patrol the streets. So I'm sure you guys have seen private security outside of businesses and business districts downtown, things like that. But this would be private security hired to police residential areas. This is near Burling Street, Orchard Street, Arlington Place, and Fullerton Avenue. And they're looking to raise $1,200 per household for people living in that area in order to pay someone to come and patrol. It's the same company that has been hired by the Bucktown Group. And again, a lot of questions. The people who are organizing this are not answering any questions, so not even to neighbors, let alone to us. But There's a lot of questions about accountability here. Are these guards armed? Who are they? When will they be patrolling? What happens just to regular people walking down the street in the public way? It's a lot of confusion, and the city has not made their stance clear on this. The mayor said she was concerned about it when it happened in Bucktown. But since then, both the mayor's office and the police department have showed very little interest in answering any detailed questions about how they plan to address these private security organizations kind of taking over the Chicago Police Department's job in some neighborhoods.
But I bet many households would ante up $1,200 to feel safer.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. Some people are all about it. And you know, some people told us, hey, just give us more details and we'd be happy to pony up money. But it's a flyer with an email address on it. So I would want to know who I'm giving $1,200 to before I do that. That's what's happening right now in the 43rd Ward.
And in Ravenswood, people are, restaurants actually encouraging folks to order directly from them. Tell us about this.
Yes, this has been happening since the start of the pandemic. A lot of restaurants have been saying, you know, we're already struggling and we've switched to almost all delivery when dine-in wasn't an option. And they were getting like pummeled by these restaurant fees that were charged by DoorDash and Grubhub and other third-party delivery apps. And now these apps make it easy for customers to order, but they take a lot off the bottom line of the restaurants themselves. So a Ravenswood woman made a spreadsheet that has direct ways to order from tons of restaurants in the neighborhood and in the surrounding areas. And people are able to add to the spreadsheet and contribute their favorite restaurants. So you can go to our website, blockclubchicago.org, and check out the spreadsheet and, you know, just pick up the phone and order your pizza like the old times, and you'd be really helping your neighborhood businesses.
There you go. Also at blackclubchicago.org, the story about a festival request that Westside residents are making to the Park District Board there. Jen, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.